Yep, here we are for another edition of Party Life and Music Radio. Yours truly is on the mic, DJ FX alongside DJ Waheed. So we're going to give you some lovely mixes that we got just dialed up for you. And then we're going to talk shit. Basically, that's what we're going to do. We're just going to talk shit. We got a whole bunch of events coming up and a lot of stuff in the news and, you know, both good and bad. But you know how we do. We're just going to, like I said, talk that shit once we come on the other side of the mix. All right? So just sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
You're tuned to Party Life and Music Radio.
Take a ride on this musical journey with your favorite DJ, DJ FX.
You need to get it. He don't wanna love you the right way. He ain't gonna. It ain't where he's at. It's where he wanna be.
No Keisha.
Yes.
Like that, but it ain't even gotta be like that. Yo man, he be calling me back. He say I'm fine, and a matter of fact, he asked how I do that fit my jeans over baby fat. Listen, I don't know the type of tricks he playing, but I should warn you, I don't want your man.
I understand why you wanna try, make him stay home late at night, but if he wanna go, he'll be gone. No tried, how many times I cried, thinking about mine and where he might be. Remember when I gave everything I got, couldn't get deep down inside, how you love someone who didn't love me.
Come on.
Now I get it, he don't wanna love you the right way, he ain't gonna. Anyways, that is where he wanna be.
He ain't gonna love you the way he should, then let me.
Club, they gon' be like, damn, that's hot. And when they play it in the car, they gon' drop their tops like, damn, that's hot. They gon' mix it with Biggie. It was all a dream. 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 It was all a dream.
It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine. Salt and pepper and Heavy D up in the limousine. Hanging pictures on my wall. Every Saturday, rap attack Mr. Magic Molly Mall. I let my tape rock till my tape pop. Smoking weed and bamboo, sipping on private stock. Way back when I had the red and black lumberjack with the hat to match. Remember rapping Duke? Da-ha, you never thought that hip-hop would take it this far. Now I'm in the limelight cause I rhyme tight. Time to get paid, blow up like the World Trade. Born sinner, the opposite of a winner. Remember when I used to eat sardines for dinner? Pizza, Raw G, Brucey B, Kid Capri. Fuck Master Flex, love Bug Star Ski. I'm blowing up like you thought I would. Call a crib, same number, same hood. It's all good. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga.
You say
rip you apart.
Stop, stop. Check it out, my man. This is the music of a hip-hop band. Jazz, well, you can call it that.
But this jazz begins a new format.
Point, when you misjudged us. Speculated, created, fucked.
We made the same mistake politicians have.
This is DJ FX.
Rap ruler, you can ask Buddha. Right jab like Stab Judah. Every member on my team is a shooter. Tight like a womb, no room for intruders. Spark Buddha, twist in the Philly. And good humor, don't be silly. It's gravy, baby, I got it all smothered. Like makeup, I got it all covered. You want a jewel? Don't be cruel. It's authentic, don't be fooled by these phony accusations. Backlash and slanders, front and they publicity stunts and propaganda. Keep it private, cause I'm the commander in chief. I never stop like beef.
break, I might shake the building. Please say vacate all women and children. I spit it out. Special delivery.
I want that.
Special delivery.
I need that.
Special delivery.
I want that.
Special delivery.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Special delivery.
I want that.
What the fuck though?
Damn.
Where the love go? 5, 4, 3, 2, I let one go. Where the love go? 5, 4, 3, 2, I let one go. What the fuck though? Where the love go? What the fuck though? What the fuck though? What the fuck though? What the fuck though? What the fuck? What the fuck? What the fuck? What the fuck? The fuck? What 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 the fuck? The fuck? The fuck? The fuck? The fuck? What the fuck? What the fuck though? Where the love go? 5, 4, 3, 2, I let one go. Get the fuck though. I don't bluff, bro. Aiming at your head.
Take a ride on this musical journey with your favorite DJ, DJ FX.
What the fuck though? Where the love go? 5, 4, 3, 2, I let one go.
Wow, get the fuck though.
I don't bluff, bro. Aiming at your head. You a roughneck. I'm a cutthroat. You a tough guy. Enough jokes, then the sun died. The night is young though, the diamond still shine. In a rough hole, what the fuck though?
Yeah.
Where the love go? 5, 4, 3, 2, where the ones go? It's a shit show, put you front row. Talking shit, bro, let your tongue show. Money over bitches and above hoes. That is still my favorite love quote. Put the gun aside, what the fuck for? I sleep with the gun, and she don't snow. What the fuck, yo? Where the love go? Trade the ski mask for the muzzle. It's a bloodbath, where the suns go. It's a Swiss B, that the drums go. If she's iffy, that the drugs go. If she's simply, double cup toast. I got a duffel, full of hundos. That the love go, where's the uproar? What the fuck though, where the love go? 5, 4, 3, 2, I let one go. Wow, get the fuck though, I don't bluff bro. Aiming at your head, like a buffalo.
Louisiana shit.
the basics.
To be possessed by the sounds of MC Raw Bass and DJ Easy Rock.
Hit it!
Wanted to give you a little something to kind of get you in the mood for whatever you're going to do tonight. I mean, we know it's a Tuesday, but regardless of how, you know, anything that goes on any day, I'm like, man, let's just make every day a party, you know what I mean? Especially with things going on in the world today. So, you know, anywhere in the world, because, I mean, we got some hurting people going around. I mean, we got some happy people going around. And what we need to do is we need to bring these people together. So my thing is, if you got people that are really doing things in the community and really uplifting folks, let's make sure that we recognize them. All right, let's make sure that they are in the know, that if anything is going down, we just basically say, hey, like, we need to go talk to such and such. They doing some wonderful things in this community, because trust me, we definitely need soldiers that's really going to do their thing in the community and really know what they're doing and make sure they are not bringing anybody down. I mean, that's one thing we just don't need. I mean, especially with all the negativity that's going on in this world, we need more people who are uplifting and that are really showing people the light and saying, hey, this is what's going on. In light of the election that happened a couple years ago, I always look at it as, well, when you're not as educated as you should be, sometimes things can get lost in the shuffle. So, I mean, if you are somebody who is, you know, that type of person that, well, privy to a lot of things and saying, hey, you know, my thing is, you know, let them know what's happening. They'll say, hey, this is what's going on. You know, this is what's going on. This is how things are happening. You know, make your decisions that way. Because, again, going back to, you know, our voters, when it comes to not knowing, you know, what's really going on, I've always said this before, is we need to go beyond our whole thing of, well, just because they are in line with the way I feel with just one thing, you know, I'm going to vote for that person. It needs to be more than just one thing. It needs to be way more than just one thing. Just because somebody's in agreement with you with abortion or not in agreement, you know, with abortion is, you know, like, wait a minute. It's like, okay, I got you on that note. Okay, I don't like, you know, the whole abortion issue, whatever the case is. So my thing is, all right, what other things can we agree on? What other things can we talk about? What other things, you know, it just kind of lessens the whole experience. So we need to be better, more informed, if you will, when it comes to things like that. Because I can honestly tell you about a time when Bush, GW, that is, when he was first run, well, actually when he was running a second term, I do believe it was the second term, and they actually asked, well, a voter, why would you vote for him? And this is what she said. The only thing she said was, because he's a Christian, I guess. That's what she said, because he's a Christian. Nothing else. Not about defense, not about money, not about the economy, whether or not you're going to get a better job or any tax returns, anything like that. Nope. It was only because he was a Christian. And then she capped it off with, I guess. So she wasn't even sure. So we don't need that kind of attitude when we're voting for our people, all right, when it comes to office. You know, my thing is, be staunch in your belief, but know why. Know why. We got people believing in a space force, because that was going on for a while. I haven't heard too much about that lately. My thing is, like, well, we already got five branches of the military. You got your Army, you got your Navy, you got your Marine, you got your Air Force, and you got the Coast Guard. So we don't need a sixth one in the Space Force. My thing is, like, okay, who are we actually policing out in space? Like, who, like, do we really believe that we got aliens and everybody coming into this Earth and possibly, you know, going to take over? I mean, is there going to be a discussion about maybe a, like, an aluminum sphere around the planet? I don't know. I mean, we're already talking about the border. You know, we'll see how well that's going. So I'm pretty sure I wouldn't put it past them. Like, you go to Congress and say, hey, you know, we need to put some plates and metal, you know, like, we need to encase the Earth in some kind of sphere, you know, because we don't know who's going to come out in space and take us over. So my thing is, like, when it comes to fear is a very powerful thing. Fear is a very scared enough, especially when it comes. I mean, take the whole simple thing of selling insurance. Like, if you actually scare a person enough, like, into buying insurance, they'll buy from you. Like, just think about it. It's like, okay, we'll give you a life insurance. Somebody's like, I really don't need it. I got it. You know, I'm kind of looking around. You know, it's like, okay, you don't want to be that person where you're still shopping around and somebody, like, kills over in your family and then you got, you know, bills to pay and all this other stuff and you don't have the money to put them in the ground and all this. Like, would you want that for your family? And, of course, when you put it in that context, they'll start saying, like, you know what? Maybe you're right. Maybe I need to buy your insurance. It's like, oh, okay. Well, you know, we'll sell it for, you know, this much. And, you know, maybe, I don't know, maybe it'd be like $500 a month, something like that. I'm just putting a figure out there. Hopefully there's no insurance that quite that costs that much. But my thing is, if you're paying that much, then, man, they better put you in some diamond-encrusted casket at that point. But anyway, my thing is, if they're going to all being in debt and putting some money in the ground and, you know, the funeral costs, I mean, do you really want to deal with that? Well, maybe $500 don't seem so bad. Of course not. Just sign on the dotted line right there. We don't want to use that. I mean, of course, for a lot of DJs, we could use that tactic too. You know, we could be like, you know, it's like, well, you know, we're going to charge you about, you know, $1,000, you know, for a gig. You know, that's for everything. And then, of course, the client be like, ah, maybe that's too much. Then, of course, the DJ can be like, well, I mean, you could go with other DJs where they come in with second-rate equipment. You know, their stuff keep cutting out. And next thing you know, you get a Radio Shack mic that they're going to be, you know, emceeing on. And then you're going to have some rickety speakers they may have gotten out maybe their cousin's house where it looked like somebody had kicked in the speaker or whatever the case is. And it looked like it's pretty much been used, you know, about maybe 5 or 10 families and everything like that. So are you sure you want to run that deal where you might get a second-rate DJ and they may not know all the music and stuff like that? And, you know, and then even though you may ask for clean music, they give you explicit because that's all they have. Like, you sure? I mean, you can go with that, you know. I mean, if you want to, client might look at it and be like, well, maybe $1,000 ain't so bad. I mean, what'd you give me for that? I'll give you lights. I'll give you, you know, smoke screen. I'll give you all that. Oh, by the way, I'll give you some video and all this other stuff. And that's really all you have to do is just sell that. Music is like, well, in this day and age now, if you think about it, it's like, what, third or fourth down the line? It's all about presentation now, so you want to make sure your table's on point, your mic's on point, and all this other stuff. So, but, I mean, it goes back to the point of fear. So if we actually use fear as our tactic, boy, we'd be a long way. I mean, think about it. That's why a lot of laws now are getting passed because of fear, you know. But I'm going to move on because this story I just actually came upon in Yahoo.com. And the first thing I got to say on this before I get into this story is – all I got to ask is when it comes to employees of these fast food restaurants, because this is where this is based out of, what are you thinking? Like, just what are you thinking? I mean, come on. I mean, I take the words of Ed Lover. It's like, come on, man. Come on, man. Like, really? This is what it is. This is the headline. This is the headline. It says, Sonic employees arrested after 11-year-old found ecstasy in kids' meal. Yeah. So, again, in the words of Ed Lover, come on, man. Come on, man. Like, really? Like, we at a point now where we in a fast food restaurant and we just stashed what we got caught and thought the boss was coming. So, we decided, oh, just put it in the kids' meal. What are they going to know? Really? I'm like, oh, okay. So, this what happened. I'm going to give you just a small piece of this article, all right? So, it says, I'm kind of jump back and forth here. So, it says three Sonic employees were arrested after a family discovered an ecstasy pill wrapped in their kids' meal. Manager Tanisha Dancer, 30, Jose Molina, 22, and Jonathan Robertson, 35, were arrested Thursday after an 11-year-old unwrapped a kids' meal from the Taylor, Texas location and found a little blue pill.
Oh, son of a bitch.
Right. Exactly. Right on point with that. Right on point with that. Shout out to my man Rodney for that. That exactly. Like, yeah, like, son of a bitch. Like, you know, man. This is crazy. This is how it went down, right? So the 11-year-old daughter was opening the hamburger for her 4-year-old brother. All right. It was a kids' meal. Police Chief Henry Fluck of the Taylor Police Department told CBS Austin, when she opened the wrapping, she noticed a pill. Being an 11-year-old, she asked her parents if this was candy. It's not funny, but it's like, really, man? Come on, man. Come on now. Come on. Like, really? And then further down, it says, okay, the Taylor Police Department is reviewing this case with the Williamson County District Attorney's Office, and additional charges are pending.
All right. So a Sonic representative sent a statement to Yahoo Lifestyle on December 6th. A foreign substance was found in a hamburger on the referenced Sonic Drive-In, which is owned and operated by an independent franchise. The substance was discovered and removed. No guests were injured. Thank God. The franchisee takes guest safety and food safety very seriously. I certainly hope so. Local police are investigating this incident, and the franchisee is cooperating with police in their investigation. I certainly hope so, because this actually reminds me of an incident. This doesn't involve drugs, thank God, but this was when I was actually buying Madden. This was like a few years ago. I think it was like Madden, like I want to say like 2015 or 2014, something like that. And I'm going into a Best Buy and, you know, I'm buying Madden and, you know, of course they ran out, but they had like one copy left. But bought the copy, didn't cost me that much. Get it home, about to play it, and there's no game in the case. There was no game in the case. So I go back, I'm like, I just bought this, but there is no game in the case. They're looking at me like I took the game and hid it somewhere and looking for my money back. I'm like, no, like, why would I do that? Like, I bought this game. It was already open. As a matter of fact, I think y'all was playing it and forgot to put it in the case. And then the funny thing was, it was actually three employees at Best Buy. Not going to say where it was. I don't want nobody, well, it probably since gone by now. But this was at a Best Buy out in Laurel, actually. This was a Best Buy out in Laurel. And I went to buy this Madden. And yeah, that's basically what happened. So to all those that are working, make sure that you are on point with knowing how to, well, pretty much put your stuff together to sell out to people. Because you don't want to be part of that thing where you're that employee where you end up like taking something home that shouldn't be taken home, or you're putting something in something that shouldn't be there. So yeah, there you go. So again, that was yahoo.com. This was Yahoo Lifestyle, December 10th. This was yesterday. So yeah, Sonic employees arrested after 11-year-old found ecstasy in the kid's meal. So there you go. So yeah, so all those that are possible drug addicts, yeah, do not expect to go into a Sonic. Well, then again, I don't know. If you go to a Sonic's, you might get more than what you maybe bargain for, and maybe that's what you want. I don't know. I mean, think about it. Anytime you get one of those drinks, and trust me, their drinks are on point. When you ask for like the little syrup in there, and you get like little sprinkles in there, you might want to check those sprinkles. Just saying, because my thing is this, if you drive away drinking like a Pepsi or something like that, or I think they sell Coke products, but if you do like a Coke and with some syrup in there, and you know, they put like Nerds and stuff in there, and you start feeling a little different, I don't know, you might want to go check that. Just saying. So yeah, be mindful of what you buy. That's another thing. Be mindful of what you're buying and what's in it. Just be mindful of it. Because trust me, you don't want to be in that situation where you be like, man, I got a hamburger and I'm feeling lovely. You don't want that. You don't want that. All right. So, again, that was in Taylor, Texas. Nowhere around here. Hopefully, nowhere around here. At least, not. Yeah, don't do it. Don't do it. All right. But moving on, I'm going to give you some more fantastic news. I'm a fan of the Bad Boy series. I'm pretty sure you are, too. We've had a one, had a two. And then there's been a long-standing debate. Will there, won't there, will there, won't they? And yes, you already know there is a Bad Boys 3, but guess who just signed on in case you didn't know? Guess who just signed on in case you didn't know? Little Romeo himself, Romeo Miller, decides to join Will Smith and Martin Lawrence in Bad Boys 3. Yes, he put it on Instagram, all right? The Shadero, and I'm trying to think of the rest of it. I forgot what it was, but yeah, just look him up. I'm sorry. Okay, The Shade Room. All right, The Shade Room put it up there. Romeo Miller again on Instagram. All right. So this is, he basically just showed the letter where he got basically offering him the role. So yes, he will be seen in Bad Boys 3. So yeah. So again, earlier this year, Bad Boys fans got the confirmation they've been waiting for when the third installment of the franchise was confirmed by lead actors Will Smith and Martin Lawrence. All right. So here you go. The former rapper, actor, and entrepreneur shared the news to his Instagram story detailing how Will and Martin are some of his idols. When you get callbacks and opportunity to work alongside your idols, of course mentioning them, you go study and go ghost. And that's what he did. All right. These kinds of calls and emails is what makes it all worth it, though. And give you a thing of, well, basically a little bit of uplifting message there. So, I mean, this is everybody. So if you like an aspiring doctor, aspiring actor, aspiring DJ, definitely. I mean, anybody who is aspiring to be what you really want to be is, you know, just keep in mind is it is a long process. All right. Nothing can be done overnight. That's a few things I try to tell a few friends of mine is, you know, is like I want to, you know, make sure I get it done overnight. And my thing is like if you can get it done overnight, you a robot. You ain't nothing human about you. That's my thing. But my thing is this. Again, if you are working hard to do anything in life, make sure you put the time in. Make sure you put the work in. Nothing happens overnight. All right? Nothing happens overnight. A lot of things, it just has to take place. You're going to be in a position where you're going to fall down and you're going to have to pick yourself up. And the question is, when you fall down, are you going to stay down? Or are you going to pick yourself up? That is always the thing. All right. So make sure you keep that in mind. All right. So, yeah, just want to put it out there that that's what's actually happening. Again, Romeo Miller is going to join Will Smith and Martin Lawrence in Bad Boys 3. All right. And, of course, I know we got, you know, some Trump haters and some Trump lovers. All I can say is, I mean, it's and maybe that's one of the reasons why he got elected. I mean, we talking about somebody who is the master of reality shows outside of all the other reality shows. I mean, it's just how it goes. I mean, we talking about somebody who, yeah, he got the charisma. I mean, he's the type of guy that, you know, you want to kind of see him fire somebody. And maybe that's what's going on with his cabinet now. And I mean, that's, I don't know about you, but this is the one, like, presidency where I've seen the most people go in and out. In and out. It's like, okay, you go in, it's almost like you go into like maybe a Starbucks. You go in just to use their Wi-Fi. You get their drink, you know, coffee or hot chocolate, whatever the case is. And next thing you know, you'll be like, all right, yep, see y'all next time. Be right out the door. So, I mean, my thing is like, what is your take on that, Waheed? Like, what is going on with this presidency and his cabinet? Like, what do you think?
You mean negative 45?
Yep, negative 45 himself. Yeah, it's like, wow.
I mean, you're talking about somebody who is very narcissistic and very egotistic. And, you know, you're talking about somebody who just wants all the attention on him. I mean, and it's just a sad reality about that. My main concern is that, you know, he still represents the United States of America, goes on the world stage, and still acts like a buffoon.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. And the sad reality about it is, and I said this to many people before in the past about any given situation, when you look at the climate of the country and the people coming out, especially with the racism, you know, you mentioned the Starbucks thing like that.
Yeah.
It's like because of his vibe, because of his energy, you know, it's like it's giving people a pass to come out and say, well, you know, I always felt this way, so I think it's okay now to do that.
Yep.
And, you know, I dealt with a situation where I was on my way to church and I stopped somewhere just to grab something to eat. Mm-hmm. And this guy kept going on, oh, it's Obama's fault and this, that,
yeah.
the other.
Yeah.
And, you know, I could have really gotten out of a mode where I could have really jumped up in his face and knocked his ass out.
Yeah. Look, it makes you want to do that nowadays.
You know, but really I'm like, but you know what? I love DJing too much. Mm-hmm. I ain't catching a case for nobody. Fuck that. it's not worth it, man. But, you know, going to my point, everything to me and any type of organization or anybody who plays the leadership, it goes, I look at the person on top.
Yeah.
Look at the person on top and how they're resonating and what type of vibe that they're giving off.
Yeah.
And you can see it. I mean, it's interesting when you look at the pictures of Putin and Saudi Arabian prince and the dude, you know, I don't know. Dude's, it's like when you see the picture, dude is towering over him.
Yeah.
It's almost like, you know, if it were, and I'm just saying hypothetically, I'm not saying this is true, this is not happening at all, but if it became, you know, similar to like a celebrity death match on that stage.
Yeah, it's true.
Yo, negative 45 would get his ass whooped.
Oh, man. But, yeah, but on that note, we know we got a mix that you have lined up for us.
Yeah, holiday party mix, man. So I got, a lot of energy, just something to feel good, man. And I definitely, with the playlist, just wanted to really get busy with it, man. So, damn, man, let's go, y'all.
Let's go. Wahee, baby.
Time to get your party on with DJ Waheed.
to the wall, been to the wire, been through it all. And they know the route. I can tell you what it's all about. Big girls don't be at the stake. Big girls got money in the bank. Big girls want men, not thugs. Big girls want real love. We ain't got no time to waste playing games. Big girls got more than how they look on their brains. Big girls need
to be real. This is how we do. Now.
respect. You ready, Ron?
I'm ready.
You ready, Div?
I'm ready, Slick. Are you?
Oh, yeah. Take it down.
Girl, I must warn you. I sense something strange in my mind.
Yo.
Situation is
serious.
Let's cure it, cause we're running out of time. They seem from the start. It's all so
deadly
when love is not together from the heart. Check it out.
It's driving me out of my mind. That's why it's hard for me to find.
your groove. I do deeply dig. No walls, only the bridge. My supper dish, my succotash wish.
Keep moving, 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 keep
they had to do it like that, man. That's just a small sample of what I be doing at holiday parties, birthday parties, weddings, and all that other good stuff, man. So
it is.
Yeah, just the fun stuff, really. I mean, not so much with the scratching, but just a little bit. But, you know, that pretty much just gives you the energy and the flavor of what I like to do in addition to the other stuff. But, man, oh, man, next week.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah, we got that roundtable discussion, man.
Yeah,
PLM exclusive. We got the roundtable discussion. And we're definitely going to be talking about some very serious topics. And before I go, you know, just heard this story here about a little black girl, 9 years old, who kills herself after classmates bullied her for having a white friend.
Mm.
9 years old, and she committed suicide just because she had a white friend.
Yeah.
Little black girl. Beautiful black girl.
Wow.
What is this world coming to, man?
It's a sad place right now. I mean, I was talking about it earlier today. We just got people who are just hurting, man.
Yeah,
hurting and just and really don't understand. It's just
that's why they got to tune in next week for this, man. So I don't have any DJ tips for the week because that story just kind of hit me hard a little bit, you know.
Right.
So, and my prayers go out to her family. At least, anyway, y'all gonna be talking about this next week. It's gonna be on the show. So look, if you are still out there holiday shopping, you know, please be safe. Please, you know, be mindful of the valuables that you keep in your vehicles.
That's right.
And all that other good stuff, man. So, look, this concludes our broadcast. Next week, another PLM exclusive roundtable discussion. So, we got to do that. Be hosted by my brother, DJ FX.
Yes, sir.
I got that little bomb-ass mix that's going to come out there with it. You know, it's going to set it off. And it's going to be a real serious topic. So, on that note, man, look. I am DJ Waheed.
And I am DJ FX.
And this concludes this broadcast for Party Life and Music Radio. Love y'all.
Peace.